Tonight we're going to ask you to put prevailing faith into action by stepping into something later on in the service here. And the word prevail means to appear or occur as something, occur as the important or frequent feature of an element. It also explains, to be or prove superior. Somebody say superior.
Superior.
How many of you know the supernatural gift of faith is superior? Yes. It has power.
Yes.
It is one of the power gifts that God gives us. Amen? It also proves in strength and in influence. And so when God asks us to pray, he's inspiring us to put faith into action so that when we pray, we're expecting what we're asking God for, he'll do it.
Yep.
Amen? Somebody say prevailing prayer.
Prevailing.
Excuse me, prevailing faith.
Prevailing.
Thank you. You guys are on it tonight. I like this team. I like this group tonight. Praise the Lord. To prevail in action proves more powerful than opposing forces. Now, we teach here so often that all truth is parallel. Amen? What takes place in the physical realm is already taking place in the spiritual realm. So it begins in the spiritual realm, amen, where there's forces and powers. We know that it is the work on both sides, both of the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of heaven. But all truth is parallel, amen? So what manifests in the physical realm first begins in the natural realm. So hear what God's saying here. To prevail in action proves more powerful than any opposing forces, opposition, resistance, contradictions, watch this, such as fear, anxiety, doubt, unbelief. To prevail means to be victorious. Somebody say victorious.
Victorious.
It brings this place to where the believer wins through a situation, triumphs over a situation, gains the victory over a circumstance, and comes out ahead. Yes. Amen, Brother Michael.
Amen.
All right. To come out on top, to be successful, and to be superior. Sorry, I lost a paragraph there. Somebody say, I am more than a conqueror.
I am more than a conqueror.
I'm victorious.
I am victorious.
I am a victor.
I am a victor.
Because I walk by faith and not by sight.
Because
greater is he,
God,
who is in me,
than Satan.
Who is in the world. Do you believe that tonight?
Yes.
Give God a shout. Come on. So what is prevailing faith? Prevailing faith is the component. Hear this, please. The element of two or more forces. In the physical realm, the component to prevail is an action. In the spiritual realm, the component to prevail by acting with the supernatural gift of faith. They come into compliance with each other. So my prayer to God today was that each one of us here tonight and online would abound in this concept of prevailing faith. Give you a couple of examples here, and we're ready to prophesy into your lives. Oh, my God.
Come on.
Prevailing faith gave Abraham confidence to act on God's directive. To prepare Isaac as a sacrificial offering, believing that God would provide them with an alternative sacrificial offering. Let's go to the screen, please, guys. Genesis 22:7. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood. We got all that. I'm paraphrasing here. But where's the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both went, both of them together. And we see as a result the power of agreement. Come on, let's watch this. They came into agreement. They believed that God would provide a sacrificial lamb so that Abraham would not have to sacrifice Isaac. And here, even before Jesus preached this when he was on the earth, we see the power of the prayer of agreement. When two or more agree, is somebody in the house? When two or more agree as touching any one thing that they ask, it shall be done for them by their Father which is in heaven. So I'm just gonna put this into your hands tonight. And if you don't respond, that's okay. I'll get the oil again. Is anyone recognizing where and what the Holy Spirit is about to do here tonight? Come on, can I get a witness? Anybody recognizing? Watch. Prevailing faith enabled Moses to be used by the great and all-powerful I Am. Come on. God's setting you up tonight, saints. Because if God can use Moses, he can certainly use you. And what did God do? He used Moses to deliver Israel from their 400 years of bondage to slavery. This is why we emphasize here, and again, I'll get in trouble, but God will back me up on this. You don't have to have a 3-year Bible study or 3-year Bible course to do what God says you can do. You can simply read his word, believe his word, and as a born-again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, devil-rebuking child of the Son of the living God, you can go out and lay hands upon people, and they will get delivered. In 2 Kings 5:14, and I started to get into this. I had to get out because it was getting too crazy. But in this scripture, you're going to see how that spirit of Leviathan, the spirit of pride, no matter how prophetic a person is, no matter what title God puts on their lives or what office he may call them into and anoint them to serve in, there's always a possibility that that spirit of Leviathan, pride and arrogance, will rise up in that individual to prevent them to do what God is asking them to do. Can I prophesy to you tonight? In 2 Kings 5:14, Naaman, who was also described as a mighty man of valor, a Syrian captain who had everything. He had wealth. Saints, listen to this. He had wealth, recognition, honor, and he had great power. And considering the river of Damascus far better than the waters of Israel that were of lesser value, the spirit of Leviathan begins to rise up in Naaman. And he was given instructions by Elijah to do something. Watch this. When the messenger of Elijah came to speak to Naaman, he was offended. Hey, who do you think you're talking to? I'm Naaman. I've got all this wealth, and you want me to dip in the dirty waters of Jordan when I can go to the Damascus River where the water is flowing free? Who do you think you are? Watch this. That's all paraphrasing. That's not written. Amen? All right. He was offended, insulted, because he expected to be greeted by the prophet and healed by a demonstration of power and might. It was the result of Naaman's opposing, rejecting that demon of pride, that Naaman acted with prevailing faith. Come on. And he went down. And he dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Oftentimes, God will speak to us through the written word, or he'll speak to us through a prophetic word. And sometimes, and most of the time, God is very, very gracious and very honorable, and he'll tender us for a while. But then there's sometimes when God will ask us to do something, and it kind of rubs our flesh the wrong way. How many of you ever petted a cat? Come on. You run your hand back the back of a cat, and the cat's like, yeah, nice, right? But what happens when, this is before I was saved, What happens when you rub the cat's fur in the opposite direction? Right? It shakes. It makes it uncomfortable. Sometimes God will rub our fur the wrong way to get our attention, amen, asking us to do something we don't want to do. But my suggestion, I highly recommend and strongly suggest, when God rubs his hand on your back that way, just go with it. Amen? When he keeps the fur on your back, just go with it, all right? So, saints, I'm going to ask you tonight. With every ear opened, when a believer puts prevailing faith into action, it will do exactly what God's word says it will do. Amen. Somebody over here got it. I'll pray for this side in just a minute. Let's go to the screen, guys. 2 Kings 6:5. And the Lord brings to this so often. I read it over and over again, and I'm astounded, because when the word of God is spoken in situations like this, you see the power and authority that is in a spoken word, where the spoken word of God will defy the laws of physics. Come on. Amen. Jesus has a word. He walked on the water. Amen? But I'm always taken back to this, because it's such an example that even in our modern day living, things like this take place, and you know, we freak out or we get all worried, and instead of relying upon God and God speaking to us to resolve a situation. Watch this. In 2 Kings 6:5. You got to do your homework. I'm not going to read the whole scripture, so do some homework. 2 Kings 6:5. But as one was falling a beam, the axe had fell into the water, and he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." Y'all know the story? They were out, they're going to chop down some trees, and they were going to build a tabernacle and some homes. And so the servant borrowed an axe, and he chopped a tree, and fell in the water. And again, it's so amazing, the precision and the timing of God. Amen? He'll always take you back to the very place where something happened so he can redeem it, so he can resolve it. Is somebody in the house? Amen. The result of that action, it was prevailing faith that Elijah acted on. He asked for a stick. Elijah asked for a stick. He threw the stick in the water where the axe fell. The result of that action, the supernatural, reveals a demonstration of dunamis working power that defies the laws of physics. The axe head begins to float to the surface. Is somebody in the house? Returns to the surface where it was lost. Somebody say prevailing faith.
Prevailing faith.
Prevailing faith withstood the fiery furnace of the lives of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Daniel 3. Prevailing faith saved Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel 6. Somebody say, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Jesus Christ is the same today and forever.
Prevailing faith was an effect when Mary, the one chosen by God to be the mother of Jesus, when she said, "Let it be unto me according to God's word." And behold, a Savior was born, saints. Oh, somebody help me out tonight. Prevailing faith was evident on the day of Pentecost when the 120 who remained in an upper room, Acts 2, receiving the fulfillment of prophecy spoken by the prophet Joel. Let's go to the screen, guys. Joel 2:28. Come on. And I would ask you to attend to what the Spirit of God is doing in the earth right now. So many voices are being raised up by God to speak prophetically. And those prophetic words, they're authentic. They're coming from the heart of Abba himself. There are others who are not authentic. But even in that, even in the operations of the gifts of the Spirit, the revelatory gifts of wisdom, knowledge, and discerning of spirits are in you. They're in you. They're active. So you'll be able to discern by the Spirit of God, what Spirit is speaking. Is it the Holy Spirit or is it another spirit? There's a prevailing work. by faith in the house today. And this is what the prophet Joel said. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days, I will pour out my spirit. That prophetic word is now being fulfilled in the earth. You are God's sons and daughters. Amongst you, there's prophets and prophetesses. There's some of you here, God's going to raise you up to be apostles for this generation. Many of you are already ministering the word of God. It was for this purpose that the outpouring of the Spirit came upon the day of Pentecost, so that you as born-again, Spirit-filled Christians would be filled. Come on. Filled with the Holy Ghost. To do exactly what God's word says you can do. Not needing the permission of man to do it, because God has already given you permission. Praise the Lord, those of you online. Hallelujah. Prevailing faith was a result of the man at the pool of Bethesda in John 5. Prevailing faith was in effect in the life of the man who sat at the temple gate, Acts 3. Prevailing faith was demonstrated when Philip, I love this, oh my God, when Philip attended to the eunuch's request in Acts 8:38. Bam. Oh, you guys are awesome. Take you out for it, in and out. Acts 8:38. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. Oh God, saints, please, Babo Kosar, please get this. I say, please get this. I'm asking that you get this tonight, so when you leave this sanctuary, everything that happens from tonight here on will change your lives. You'll function and operate in a level of faith that God has asked you to operate in. To where you will believe God according to his word. Amen. Even to the fact that you would pray to speak forth those things that are not, so they will be. Amen. I feel a dance coming on. Woo, karama sataria ramaka. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they, Philip and the eunuch, went both down into the water. Both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Verse 39, watch this. I'm telling you, I'm just telling you, I believe, I know this is going to happen to us. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. I truly believe, Sabroka Bas Sedeke, that as the Spirit of God begins to pour himself out upon flesh, those of you who have been raised up by God to enter into this rhythm of the Holy Spirit, where you're not going to have time to go from one location to the other location by a vehicle, by an airplane, God's going to transport you. Amen. And you won't have jet lag. Prevailing faith enabled Jesus to know and believe that his Abba would raise him from the dead back unto life as he acted in faith to be crucified. Saints, sons and daughters of the living God, the prevailing faith of God in you will enable you to step into the supernatural. Only the front row got that? Listen, the prevailing faith of God in you will enable you to step into the supernatural so you can operate in the supernatural. Prevailing faith will cause the Goliaths to tap out when acted upon. Prevailing faith will remove those mountains of resistance, when acted upon. And I would pray us to prophesy tonight that prevailing faith is here right now. Amen. Prevailing faith is in this house right now. Amen. Prevailing faith will remove fear. Prevailing faith will remove anxiety. Prevailing faith will remove doubt and unbelief when acted upon. Amen. But you got to act upon it, saints. I'm not saying anyone here, but those of you that... No, I better watch it. I better stop. Okay. Don't sit on your in your seats. Wow, Michael. Don't sit in a seat and twiddle your thumbs waiting for God to do something for you that he's asking you to do for yourself. Prevailing, see, the soul kind of got in that a little bit there. Oh, my God. Prevailing faith will cancel, abort, and destroy every contract of demonic influence when it's acted upon. Prevailing faith will cause the impossible to become possible. Prevailing faith will enable you to see into the realms of glory, watching angels ascending and descending, warring angels, ministering angels, angels with weapons, angels with scrolls, angels on assignment from the great I Am. Your undivided, undistracted attention, please. Prevailing faith increases in the life of a believer, increases exponentially, more rapidly when they prostrate their hearts at the feet of Jesus, remaining there consecrated with a passion and an enthusiasm, a desire for intimacy to know Jesus as he is to be known. Don't get silent on us tonight. Come on, don't get silent on us tonight. Oh God, let us understand. Abra, we give you, Holy Spirit, somebody, I just need one of you to agree with me. Holy Spirit, come, come. We pray that the spirit of revelation, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of knowledge, we ask you to come in right now and flood this sanctuary, flood our flood us with the divine intervention of your spirit. Lord, we're passionate. Jesus, we want to know you as you're to be known, not based on what man's interpretation of you is, but based on thus saith the Lord, and verily, verily, I say unto you, amen. To the very thing that the prophets of old, the patriarchs of old, have prophesied about you, Lord Jesus, we want to know you in the way that they knew you. Amen. I'm gonna jump into this. Can I have your permission to do this? Yes. Those of you who said yes, you receive a double portion tonight. I'm gonna sound like a parrot tonight. There's so much move of the Holy Spirit that is invading the earth. When you plug into what has taken place in the nations of the world, to where ministries are now, they're not forcing themselves on anybody. They don't have to, because it's an intervention of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of God has been released from the throne room of God, which is the heart of the Father, and it's filling the earth. Come on, filling the earth. I would encourage you that every time you have an opportunity, when you wake up in the morning and when you lay your head on that pillow at night to have fellowship with your pillow, ask God, let me become the recipient of your glory. Amen. Let me become the recipient of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God, I'm here. I surrender. Use me in the way that you designed me to be used. Fill me with the capacity that you filled your son Jesus with when he walked upon the earth. Okay, we're going to wrap this up, saints. I'm going to ask you to make an adjustment in yourself right now. Fasten your seatbelt. Come on, fasten. And open up your hearts wide to this prophetic release, because it's so timely for us as this generation. And again, every prophetic word that comes through these lips of clay comes from the heart of the Father. They're not my words. And the Bible says, and I boast not in anything except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. But the Bible says that the true test of a prophet is that what he speaks will come to pass. Here's Abba's heart for us tonight. Those of you that are online, please join in on us with this. My God, I'm ready. We're ready to lay hands on y'all. Tonight, come before my altar, my throne room of grace, to receive all that I have for you, my beloved. Tonight, I release an infusion of my anointing, the DNA, a property that is in the life of my beloved Jesus. From this infusion, from this infusion will come an activation, raising your level of faith, enhancing your ability to act on the requests I am asking of you. From this infusion, you will experience an acceleration of the divine order, purposed to redirect your attention to what Holy Spirit is doing in the earth. Again, it is to this high call of intimacy through intercession, time spent alone with me to understand this high call to discipleship, to gain momentum, to run this race I set before you, to trust me in everything, every circumstance and situation that crosses your path. My intention is to bring you to a place of total surrender where you will understand the complete work of my cross, learning to die to yourselves daily. From this position of surrender to me and my word, a development, a transition, a change will come where you will begin to see through the lens of the Holy Spirit Himself. The clarity of vision will be given to bring such accuracy that you will see as He sees. Through this clarity, there will be no excuse to act upon the requests I will be making of you. In this infusion, this flow of my son's DNA in you, you will also remove the silencing, the quieting of my voice from the tactics of the enemy to prevent you from hearing my voice with clarity. As you attend to this directive for intimacy with me, I, the Lord of hosts, will open your hearts to expand your abilities, increase your skills, improve your talents, giving you favor in the likeness of my son Jesus to reveal my kingdom operating in the earth. Beloved, this is my promise. During these sessions of intimacy, I, the King of Glory, will give you hindsight to events before they happen, prompting you to intercede with prayers and fasting, praying in your spiritual languages. From that position, you will take on the same posture, the same attitude that is found in the life of my beloved son, Jesus, a position from a posture to see heaven invade the earth with my power in glory, says the Spirit of the living God. My intention during these sessions is to build you up in its most holy faith, this prevailing faith that is in you, to believe in me and trust me to fulfill the great commission, to fulfill the great commission in the earth. It is I, the great I Am, that has anointed you for such a time as this, to preach the good news of salvation, to heal the broken in heart, open prison doors and to set the captives free. It is I, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who has anointed you to open blind eyes, unstop deaf ears, to bring deliverance to the souls of humanity, and yes, to raise the dead unto life everlasting, says the Lord of Hosts. Do not allow that spirit of fear with doubt and unbelief to paralyze you from stepping into the purpose I, the Lord of heaven and earth, have destined for your lives. Tonight, become a recipient of what I am now releasing in the sanctuary, says the Spirit of Truth. Do you receive that tonight? Amen.